Hey, family, welcome to Increase Podcast Radio, where we empower leaders to expand their visibility, elevate their credibility, and maximize their profitability while leaving a lasting impact in the marketplace. I'm your host, Dr. Delilah Elizabeth Varnum, and today we're diving into a powerful topic, the power in staying focused. I want to set the stage of why this became a necessary conversation to have with you today. A few days ago, I was sitting at my desk writing out a simple marketing plan, and a memory of how I succeeded in some things in the past crossed my mind, and also the thoughts of whom I was connected to when I experienced the accomplishments began to overtake me. The overwhelming emotion of grief tried to grip me, y'all. As I persisted to shake myself out of those meaningless thoughts, I said to myself, stay focused. Check your side view, but never keep up with your rear view. Now, let me start with a question. Have you ever noticed how the speeders on the road rarely see the police cars directly behind them until the sirens are going off? They're so focused on what's ahead or the thrill of the speed that they miss what's happening all around them or even what's going on behind them. Today, we'll unpack how staying laser focused on your purpose can help you navigate life's journey while avoiding distractions of comparison, regret, and unnecessary worry. So grab your pad and your paper and let's get started. Let's talk about focus for a moment. Focus is the ability to direct your attention and your energy toward what truly matters in the moment. But focus isn't just about looking straight ahead, y'all. It's about knowing where to place your attention, right? Picture yourself driving for a moment. Let's look at your windshield. Your windshield gives you a clear view of the road ahead. We're going to call that your future. Your side mirrors show you what's happening all around you. And we're going to call that your present relationships, opportunities, and challenges. And then there's your rear view mirror. And we're going to define that as a small but necessary glance at your past. The problem arises when we spend too much time looking in the rear view mirror, right? That can bring up two things, dwelling on our past mistakes. Have you ever replayed a moment in your head over and over again, wishing you could change it? That's like driving forward while staring at the rearview mirror. You'll crash. The second thing is comparison with others. This is like checking your side mirrors, constantly worried about what others are doing instead of staying in your own lane. Focus is about staying in your lane. When you're clear about your purpose, the distractions, whether from your past or others, become less powerful. Let's go back to the speeder for a moment in the police car. This scenario teaches us a few valuable lessons about awareness and purpose. The first one is distractions can blind you. Speeders are often so consumed by the thrill of what they're doing that they lose awareness of their surroundings. For many of us, that thrill could be chasing money, fame, or validation from others. What's distracting you from staying focused on your purpose? Are you trapped in the thrill? Is it the sirens of life? Sometimes God has to send a siren moment to wake us up. It could be a health scare, a financial challenge, or even unexpected loss. These moments are reminders to recalibrate, slow down, and focus on what truly matters. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 25 through 27 reminds us, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths, for your feet are to be steadfast in all your ways. The value of staying ahead. When you're truly focused, the distractions behind you lose their power. The speeder only reacts to the police car when it's too late because they weren't aware. But when you're intentional, you can stay ahead of unnecessary drama, regret, and negativity. Now, let's look at practical. How do you stay focused? Check your side view and avoid dwelling on your rear view. You're going to set clear goals. Know where you're headed. Write down your goals and revisit them regularly. And then you're going to ask yourself, what's my destination? And how am I staying aligned with my purpose? You're going to practice gratitude. Gratitude keeps you in the present moment. It's like adjusting your side mirrors to see the blessings that are around you right now. Start each day by listening to three things you are grateful for. And if you can't listen to them, write them down. Release the past. Your past is a teacher, not a residence. Learn from it, but don't live there. Now we're going to take some action step. We're going to write a letter of forgiveness to ourselves, to someone else, or even to God. And then we're going to let it go. You're going to eliminate comparisons. Stop checking what's happening in someone else's lane. Remember this, comparison is the thief of joy. Use the police car test. Every now and then, ask yourself if the sirens of life went off today. Am I living with integrity and purpose? Am I aligned with God's calling for me? As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Your focus determines your future. Life will always have distractions. There will always be moments you're tempted to look in the rearview mirror or worry about what's happening in someone else's lane. But remember this, you are called to a purpose, and that purpose requires your full attention. So the next time you feel tempted to look back too long or veer off course, remember this, stay focused on your windshield, the road ahead. Check your rearview mirror, but don't live there. Check your side mirrors for perspectives, but don't get stuck there. I want to say to you today, thank you for spending this time with me. Thank you for tuning in to Increase Podcast Radio. This episode resonated with you. Share it with a friend, and let's continue to grow together. Until next time, stay focused, stay purposeful, and always keep increasing.